Okay, just a disclaimer before we start this podcast. Both Alison and I recently got our second dose of the vaccine, so we're both kind of delirious right now. So you'll have to excuse any meandering,
rambling
nonsense. yeah, I hope you enjoy. We hope you enjoy. Let's start the show.
It's universe versus everything.
Hello and welcome to another Q Anything Versus Everything podcast. Ever wondered if Hummingbird would beat Cleopatra at a game of Monopoly? Or who would win a rap battle, Pablo Picasso or Charlemagne? Those are the kind of burning questions we hope to answer here.
Hello, Alison. Very good intro.
Thanks, Toby. How
really
are you?
Smashed it out of the park with
I know.
That one.
Thank you.
I'm doing well. You know, I got my job back.
That was good. Yeah, you had to fight for it, but they let you back in.
Boy, did I. Yeah. Well, let's not talk about that. I don't want to revisit
don't
those
lock
memories.
The boat.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to another episode. We've got a lot of interesting choices for battles today.
We do. We just need to learn who the battlers are.
Exactly.
We do.
So, Alison, who is your opponent of choice?
My opponent of choice today is...
Drum roll, please.
Well, I know you've not been doing very well, so I thought I'd take a bit easier on you today. It's still a cool animal. Still cool.
Okay.
So it's the Potto today.
Potto?
The Potto.
Little bird.
Wait. Potto.
Potto.
Potto. Potto's the primate. It's the Potto, the bird that
I've
I'm
only
after.
Knew Potto anyway.
There's Potto
so.
And Potto and Potto. Now I'm gone for.
Potato,
I've
potato.
I've gone for. Pot. Excellent. I've gone for Potto, the bird.
Potto, the bird.
Yeah, it's I messed that intro up.
So quite a funny looking.
Yeah, he's
bird,
cool.
Isn't he?
Yeah, I love them. They're really good at camouflage. They're good at camouflage, and then they have massive eyes for like searching about in the night.
Very interesting. So, is it a predator or is it
bit of both? Apparently, capuchin monkeys eat pygmy marmosets as well.
They're ruthless. They're so nasty.
But they use it so they can search out the little bugs and stuff at night, which is kind of nice. So it's kind of like in the middle of the food chain.
All right. Okay. Well, yeah. I think I appreciate that you've given me some slack here. I'm not sure I've taken full advantage of it.
Well, where does your character stand on the food chain?
I'm not sure it's on a food chain, quite honestly.
Okay. What's that mean?
It's the Easter Bunny.
Oh, the Easter Bunny!
So I think the Easter Bunny
is
probably top of the food chain, really, because it's so elusive.
Well, the thing is, if it gives out chocolate eggs, then where does that put him? It's like he's next to the food chain.
Just churning chocolate into the food chain.
But yeah,
I don't
exactly.
think any animals like chocolate.
No, but it's for the human children.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he does, isn't it? He gives out chocolate eggs. It's a weird concept, isn't it?
It is a weird concept. It's a bit... I've always found growing up... It's kind of ominous, isn't it? You know...
What, the cute bunny on Game
No,
out
the bunny's
chocolate.
Cute.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny is the least bad of the offenders of mystical things that give you gifts at random points in the year. I think the Tooth Fairy is the most... fearsome.
Going under your pillow.
And when you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that
and taking
about?
What's
it do
with your teeth?
What's
it
doing with them?
Teeth?
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird. I don't like
anyway,
it.
Anyway, right. So on the topic of freaky things that may or may not go bump in the night, I did a bit of shopping this week.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Well, funnily enough, I had left the shop. It was some kind of occult place. I had some, like... flaming torches outside, really
weird. Oh, nice.
Weird.
Oh, lovely.
Just down the road, actually.
Oh,
but then I left.
That.
I turned around. It wasn't there anymore, so...
Oh, okay.
Bit confusing, bit menacing. But I bought a Ouija board, actually.
Oh, nice,
so
nice.
That's going to be deciding for us today. Ouija board, are you there?
I think you talk to the spirits, not the board.
Oh.
The board is there.
Technically. Spirits, are you there? I said yes.
Okay, well,
okay.
It's ready to,
all right.
ready
to
join
to
in.
Rock. So, spirits, hear my choices. We have an esports title, which we have to mutually agree upon a type of game. I'm not sure the spirits will know
they need
what
the context.
Esports are. But but let's hope they do. Well, they have to pick it. They don't have to know, do they? Construct a flat pack chest of drawers. A supermarket sweep, which I think we'll need explaining from Alison.
Supermarket Sweep was a show in the UK hosted by Dale Winton, where basically you get a trolley, you got to go around the supermarket, see how much you can get in 5 minutes, and this competition would be who could get the most money's worth for themselves. But they have to stay in character. They can't just be off getting random stuff. It has to be in character.
You've practiced that.
I have.
Yeah.
I really wanted this one in
big,
there.
You're big on your Dale Winton lore, aren't you?
Of course.
We've got run a business like The Apprentice.
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone's seen The Apprentice, and I refuse to bust out my Alan Sugar impression because apparently it's terrible.
It's awful. The Donald Trump one though is good.
Donald Trump. All right. Well, yeah, we might have to do that. We've also got who would make a better rock star.
Yeah, open-ended. Which I think is a good one.
Good one.
I hope it's that one.
And finally, we have a pottery competition.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Go make the best pottery.
I think we'd both...
Potuvi.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
there's a business
goodness.
There. There's a
Potuvi.
Business there.
Yeah.
This ties into The Apprentice one.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
My gosh.
Okay.
Your business sense is coming through already. all right. Okay. So let's consult the Ouija board. Ouija board, give us a number from 1 to 6 to tell us which it is. Oh.
Yes!
Yes! Who would make a better rock star?
Oh, I've got this one in the bag. Oh. I mean, no, actually, you're famous already. You're famous for your own back already.
There you go. We don't know what Easter Bunny gets up to as well.
No, that's
good.
Could
be a master guitarist.
Okay, let's do it. I actually might be building myself. I've got one thing that would make him good at being a rock star, and I'm like using that as building myself up.
Okay,
so.
Right. So would you... I feel like you've got lots of burning ideas you want to get off your
I
chest.
Think a potu basically would live a rock star's life as it is. So, potus, right? They sleep all day anyway.
Yeah.
They're up all night. So they don't have to get used to this new time frame when they're touring, you know what I mean? That's number one. That's a good point.
Well, a lot of prep goes into a show, though.
Yeah.
So he's just going to be... But he's a rock star,
he
doesn't bother with it. He's just pay someone else to do it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
Number two, what's the best and worst thing about being a rock star?
Best?
No, it's the same thing. It's the fame.
Oh.
Yeah,
ooh.
It's the fame. So, Potu, pretty distinctive looking with its massive eyes. It wants to get recognised. It wants someone to give him a free coffee in the local coffee shop.
Yeah.
Then
you know something as well. I've noticed that all these designer brands, they kind of pick more out there looking people these days rather than like really conventionally attractive people.
Of course.
So I think Potu, you know, rock stars always have like a bit of modelling, a bit of acting.
Yeah,
a Potu
would be a gorgeous bird for bird modelling.
A strong candidate,
definitely. I completely agree. So the Potu, if it wants to be recognised, it gets recognised. If it doesn't, say it's a bit hungover from a heavy night of being a rock star, closes his eyes, sits on a piece of tree. Where is he? No one knows.
Whoa.
Well, where's the fans? Or where's the hassling? All the lights, the show, the people asking for autographs. Not going to happen.
Amazing.
Number three.
Here we go.
So, this is good. So, Potu has this really haunting call. And I think they could... They're involved in legends, where basically it's a call of like a broken love or something like that, or maybe a child looking for its mother because it's got such a haunting call.
Oh.
So how rock star is that? That is literally embroiled in legend,
it's like an origin
because its
story.
Voice is so... Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
How good
you've
is
made,
that?
You've made an incredibly compelling argument.
I think so. I actually
in
think it would be
just three short bullet points as well.
I know, that's all you
and
need.
May I add, she's not reading these.
No.
She's got the zing. Good idea.
Knowledge.
Zing. Good idea. You're just on fire today,
Alison.
Oh,
thank you, Toby. I appreciate that.
All right.
So, looking forward to the rebuttal to that.
Well.
Good luck.
Okay, so the Easter Bunny, like you say, very famous already.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about the Easter Bunny. I think, at least in Western culture, I think everybody knows about the Easter Bunny. I don't know where it sits in terms of, like, global culture. I don't know if maybe there's equivalents to the Easter Bunny in different different cultures.
I'm sure there would be.
But either way, very recognisable. And, you know, a cult legend, basically.
Well, you say very recognisable, but before we... But we both thought that an Easter Bunny, because we've never had the Easter Bunny, particularly growing up.
Yeah.
We both thought that the Easter Bunny was the size of a man.
Yeah,
because we'd seen them in Easter Bunnies in as men or women in outfits.
Yeah.
Like, pretending to be an Easter Bunny. So we both didn't actually know what the Easter Bunny was. It is the size of a bunny.
Yeah, so but I mean that's. I'm thinking, is that like a logistical issue? Because stage presence.
You are.
And this is an issue for both of us, I think.
Absolutely
actually.
Not. I can fly.
Yeah, but that's not stage presence.
No,
that's
no,
just
not on.
Acrobatics.
I don't have to stay on the stage. I can fly across the crowd.
Okay.
Doing my haunting.
Oh, shredding on the guitar.
Oh yeah, exactly. Oh, then not. Well, I couldn't shred and. That's ridiculous.
Shredding. Oh, yeah.
My
you can't just
busy.
Hover. I was just thinking of levitation.
Awful. Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was my plan anyway.
Well, okay. So my angle with the Easter Bunny, stage presence might be lacking because it's just a small rabbit on stage. But mythos through the roof.
Yeah,
like,
it's better than mine even.
Incredible legendary status right there. Also, I'm thinking there's an element of bribery that I think I can take advantage of
here. I think
so. The Easter Bunny in... I believe... This is, of course, conjecture. But I believe that the Easter Bunny has an infinite supply of chocolate eggs somewhere.
Shall I look it up?
Why eggs?
I don't know.
Has that been established?
I suppose maybe it's got something to do with like Easter rebirth, because obviously then it's to do with... Like, the rebirth of a chicken, maybe? Like, obviously, chicken and the egg. This is going to show our complete lack of knowledge in this.
But where's the rabbit come in?
Springtime.
Yeah.
Boing, boing, boing.
That's supposed to convince me. Spring. Oh, spring.
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 Boing
as, like,
rabbit.
An onomatopoeia. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and
no,
also,
it's not onomatopoeia.
No,
but
boing is
as a thing. Yeah, boing.
Yeah, because bunny is spring in the spring.
Wow. Okay, well, anyway, I don't think we need further clarification on this. Like, let's assume that he does have an infinite supply of chocolate eggs. He or she. I go to a gig. I'm playing dive bars. No one's really enjoying it. Oh, by the way, if you stay till the end, you get free chocolate eggs. Everyone, woo!
What happens if they're vegan, like a bunny?
I'm sure...
That's weird, actually, because a bunny would be vegan. But he's giving out milk, eggs.
Oh, yeah, a bunny doesn't discriminate. He accepts all diets.
That's true. I think... I'm just looking up. I think the original Easter Bunny just gave out egg.
Actual eggs.
I think it was just egg, yeah.
Well, I would be personally all over that, because I love eggs. Scrambled, fried, poached, genius, great food. Oh, they're little coloured eggs, aren't they?
Oh, it's just when you paint an egg. I'm confused.
Look, we're gonna. Oh God, I'm just gonna say that he gives out chocolate eggs. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, someone in the audience, maybe they work for a big recording company. They weren't interested before. Like, his music's like, it's all right. You know, it's nothing special. A bit like Oasis, but. A subtle dig at Oasis. But then, this manager or exec in the audience, he gets a chocolate egg on his plate. You should see his face. He's butter in the rabbit's hand. He's just dying to sign this rabbit.
So your plan as a rock star is to only bribe. You have no other plan
bribe
but chocolate
your way
egg bribe.
To the top. That's how it works. That's
but
the modern
second,
music industry.
The second that someone doesn't like chocolate, you are done.
I've not counted.
Or the second.
Maybe I can give them a regular egg.
Well.
Maybe they've just ran out and they're like missed breakfast.
I'm just going to say, I think most execs and the sort of people that own record companies have enough money to buy themselves an almost unlimited supply of Easter eggs themselves.
You're probably right there.
So I think you need to cut the bribery angle from that point.
Okay.
I think that's a fair...
Right, okay. Here's a question. I think we both need to clarify, actually. What instrument would your choice play.
Mine's singing. I'm singing.
Yeah, what does a bunny do? It's got big legs, so maybe it could do some like crazy drum stuff. Like,
I think it'd be a drummer.
I think a rabbit would be a drummer.
I think it'd have a good beat.
Because it's not dexterous. It's just got those tiny little paws.
It can play the piano.
Oh, the rabbit paws are
so cute,
aren't
they? I know,
they're
really cute and small.
Yeah, drums.
Definitely drums, without a shadow.
Well, that's not really helped me much, because then...
But how many famous drummers do you know?
Well,
Dave Grohl?
Get off your Foo Fighters bench. There's millions of famous drummers.
Who's the most famous drummer?
Probably John Bonham.
Who the hell is John Bonham?
Ginger Baker.
I've never heard of these men.
Well, it's because you're not cultured.
Yeah, and who's the most famous singer ever? Justin Bieber. Way more famous than either of these two.
You've gone wrong. You've taken a wrong turn today, Alison. Well, okay, look, I think... I say this every podcast. I think we both know who won.
It was me.
It
again.
Was you again.
Gutted.
I really need to pull one out of the bag next time.
You need to get luckier with the...
It's just a choice,
well,
isn't it?
You just give up too easy as well. You need to keep fighting.
What fight can I... What possible argument can I make right now that might sway things into my court? Because I think...
I just think the Easter Bunny would have some famous friends... And I think the Easter Bunny himself could have made a super band.
Hold the fear. You've blown open.
You've blown open the doors.
This is round two. You've
That's
blown
a solo,
okay, the
solo
doors.
Artist, solo artist. Potu wins.
Okay, yeah, I'll get with that. But the Easter Bunny literally makes friends with every child in the Western world in some form. The mystery might be gone, but where'd your parents get chocolate eggs? The Easter Bunny, duh, you know. Easter Bunny's friends with probably...
Santa?
Yeah, I was thinking more like musical, like other rock stars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like Adam Levine of Maroon 5.
Oh my God, you could have
or
Adam Levine.
Or the Gallaghers, or, I don't know, Damon Albarn. He's friends with all of them. He's got friends in high places. He wants anything... He's got the contacts.
I completely
and
agree.
Imagine the supergroups. Easter Bunny on drums. You've got Alex Lifeson whacking the guitar away. You've got... who should play bass? Oh, this is a tricky one. Let's just not
no
go
bass.
For the There's no bass. We don't need bass. On vocals. The buttery smooth stylings of Marvin Gaye. This is a few years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Quite a few years ago.
Okay.
He's a legend. He's got it all.
Okay. Well, I do think that's a good idea, but I do also think that was my idea. So...
And I've just won. Toby takes home the crown today.
I'm going to let you have the crown.
No,
I don't think you won.
It's a hollow victory.
Yeah, it's hollow. Yeah, you can have
like
that hollow victory.
Like an Easter egg. And on that note...
And on that bombshell...
Happy Easter for next year.
Always topical and cute.
Alright, so who do you think won? Do you have any suggestions for the next battle arenas? Let us know on Twitter, Facebook or Discord by searching QCards. If you haven't already, don't forget to download QCards TCG today, where you can battle anything against everything. But you can't form a supergroup with the Easter Bunny.
No, that's true.
Just...
Yes.
Keep that in mind. You might be disappointed if that's your expectation.
Keep it cute.
Woo! We hope that you enjoyed the podcast. We battled some funny things. We really enjoyed all your time here. But now it's time to go.
Bye.